Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Concerning the question about whether the baby in the womb is destined, is determined after 4 months, that issue has to do with Qadr. And when we say yes, people will still ask further questions. When we say no, questions shall be asked. Qadr is a concept. It's not something yes or no answer. So because of that, I'm going to treat it a little bit comprehensively. Allah said in Surah 33 of the Quran, Ayah 38, Surah Al-Ahzab, مَا كَانَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَكَانَ عَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. Meaning there is no blame on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that which Allah has made legal for him. That has been Allah's way with those who have passed away. And the command of Allah is a decree determined. The command of Allah. When Allah commands, that command is a decree. It's qadar, maqduro. It has been determined. Surah 33, Ayah 38. From the hadith of Jibril, the popular hadith of Jibril from Umar ibn al-Khattab, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril asked me, fakhbirini anil iman. The messenger of Allah mentioned, antukmina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa tukmina bil qadari khairihi wa sharrihi. Among the principles of faith, okay, is to believe in Qadr, in destiny, whether good or bad. That is from Allah. The messenger of Allah said, wa'alam, annama asabaka lam yukhti'ak, lam yukhti'ik. He said, ma asabaka, whatever has met you, lam yukhti'ak, wouldn't have met you. Wama akhto'aka, what has missed you, lam yusibak, wouldn't have met you. So this qadar, it has 4 stages. The first stage is the stage of knowledge. Whatever is going to happen is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hashri, Surah 59, Ayah 22, Wallahu ladhi la ilaha illahu alim al-ghayb wa shahada. Allah, there is none worthy of worship except Him. He said, He is Allah, the one that there is none worthy of worship except Him. Alim al-ghayb, all knower of the unseen, of unseen, wa shahada, and the seen. That is the manifest and the hidden. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Okay, in Surah 66, Surah Al-Tahrim, Ayah 12, Allah said, Allahu ladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mislahunna yatanazzalu li'amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. If Allah has created 7 heavens and of the earth the like thereof, His command descends between them, that is heaven and earth, that you may know that Allah has power over all things and Allah surrounds all things in His knowledge. The last part of the ayah said, Qadi ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Allah surrounds all things, He encompasses all things in His what is in knowledge. Nothing is outside the knowledge of Allah. In the Quran, Suratul An'am, Surah 6, Ayah 59. وَعِنْدَوْ مَفَاتِهُ لِغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا يَتَسْكُتُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ وَلَا حَبَّ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رُطْمٍ وَلَا يَعْبِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, and with Him are the keys of the Ghaib. That is all the unseen, all the hidden, the keys with Allah. None knows them but He alone. He knows whatever they are in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but Allah knows. And there is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in the clear record. Okay, this one is talking about even the written one, which I will go to next. But the one I want to use is none knows them, but he, Allah knows about everything there. Okay, Allah said in Surah Al-Taghabun, the one I've read is Surah 6, Ayah 59, Surah Al-An'am. وَمَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ Surah 64, Ayah 11. No calamity befalls but by the leave of Allah, by Allah's permission. And whoever believes in Allah, he, Allah, guides his heart. And Allah is all knower of everything. Huh? وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ Subhanallah. So that is the issue of knowledge. Allah knows everything. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ And nobody knows anything in what Allah knows إِلَّا بِمَنْ شَاءَ except the one he wishes. The second thing is kitaba, to write this knowledge down. Allah said in Surah 22, Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 70, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ Don't you know that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and on the earth? That one is talking about knowledge. Have you? Allah now says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ And this is in the book. That is لَوْلِ مَعْفُونَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ Verily, this is easy for Allah to have put everything in a book, in written form. In Surah 35, Ayah 11, Surah 24, Allah said, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِّن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِّنْ أُنثَىٰ وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يَنْقُصُ min umurihi illa fi kitabin inna dalika ala Allah yasif. Subhanallah. Allah did create you from dust, that is Adam. Then from nutfa, male and female discharge, that is from semen. Okay? That is those of us who are the offspring of Adam. Then he, that is Allah, made you peers, male and female. Okay? And no female conceives or give birth, but with his knowledge. And no aged man is granted a length of life, nor is a part of his life cut off from his life, or another man's life. But it's in a book. It has been written. Surely that is easy for Allah. For you to say, how can all these things happen? It won't be in a book. Allah said, don't worry yourself. That is easy for Allah. Okay? Allah said in Surah 57, Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 22, مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ No calamity befalls on the earth or in yourself, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees. فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَبْرَأَهَا Ever before we bring it into existence. That thing you are seeing happening, calamities or whatever, prior to its existence, it has been in Allah's knowledge and it has been recorded in a book. Verily, that is easy for Allah. Okay? This takdir, this destiny, it has also different ones. The first one that has been written is Kutiba fi lawhi mahfuz khamsina alfa sana qabla khaliqis samawati wal ardh. What has been written in Lawhul Mahfuz? Lawhul Mahfuz means a guided slate. The above seven heaven. It has been written there. All the destiny, everything has been written there. 50,000 years before the creation of heaven and earth. That's what the messenger of Allah said. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As called, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, كتب الله مقادير الخلق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض. Allah has written the destiny of all creatures before He created the heavens and the earth. بخمسين ألف سنة by 50,000 years before that. Qala wa arshu wal alma, and his throne was on water. That is related by Imam Muslim, hadith 2653. Ubada bin Samit said to his son, Ya Bunay, O my son, innaka lan tajida ta'ama haqiqatil iman. You are not going to taste the reality of iman, purity of iman. Hatta ta'lama, until you know with certainty, annama asabaka lam yakun liyukhti'ak, that whatever has met you wouldn't have missed you. Wa ma akhta'aka lam yakun liyusibak, and what has missed you wouldn't have met you. Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaqul, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, inna awwala ma khalaqa Allahu al-qalam, the first thing created by Allah is the pen. Faqala la, and he told the pen, uktub, write. Qal, the pen said, Rabbi ma wa ma da aktub, my Lord, what should I write? Qal, the Messenger of Allah said, uktub maqadira kulli shay, write the destiny of everything, hatta takuma sa, until the day of reckoning, the day of resurrection. Ya banaj, oh my son, in his amir to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, man mata ala ghayri hada, he who dies upon other than this, falaysa minni, is not part of me. The hadith have been related by Abu Dawud at this 4,700, and it's graded Sahih in another relation. Ya Bunay, he said by Imam Ahmed, O my son, in mitta wa lasta ala dalik dakhalta nar, if you die and you are not upon this faith, then you enter hell. May Allah save us from the midst of the punishment of hellfire. Then the second one is takdir fi zari Adam. So the first takdir, destiny that has been written down, is written in Lawh Mahfuz. The second one is when we were in the loin of Adam. A Muslim bin Yasar al-Juhani, anna Umar ibn al-Khattab su'ila an hadhihi al-aya. Umar ibn al-Khattab was asked about this ayah. Surah 7, ayah 172. Wa id akhada rabbuka min bani adama min zuhuri. Surah what? Surah 7, ayah 172. Wa id akhada rabbuka min bani adama min zuhuri. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took covenant from whom? From the children of Adam. From the children of Adam. When they were in the loin. L-O-I-N. When they were in the loin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay. Wa id akhada rabbuk min bani Adam min zuhurihim duriyatahum. Min zuhurihim duriyatahum. That is from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed of other offspring. Washhadahum, and he made them to testify. Al-anfusim, against themselves. They testify to themselves. Allah has to be Rabbik, Rabbikum. Am I not your Lord? Qalu, the answer, Bala. Yes, Shahidina, we testify. Antakulu. Yawm al-Qiyamah, so that you do not see on the day of recording, day of resurrection, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin. Verily, we have been aware of this. We have been unaware of this. And so that you do not say, or lest you say, it was only our fathers, aforetime, who took others as partners in worship along with Allah. And we were merely their descendants after them. Will you then destroy us because of the deeds of men who practiced al-batil? That is, those who practiced polytheism, kufru, and all other things that Allah do not want. Okay? So that is Surah 7, Ayah 172 to 173. Now, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was asked concerning the meaning of this ayah, which I've read. Koro al Qanabiyu al ayah. Al Qanabiyu read the ayah. Faqala Umar. Umar said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila anha, asked about this ayah you are asking me about today. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah said, Inna Allah azza wa jalla khalaqa Adam. Surely Allah created Adam. Thumma masa'a zahra'u an masaha zahra'u. And he touched his back, biyaminihi, with his right hand. That's another issue of aqidah under tawhid al-asma wa sifat. They believe in the unity of Allah. To maintenance of unity of Allah in his names and attributes. Does Allah have hands? How many hands does he have? Is it light and right? Allah has two hands according to Kitab and Sunnah. Is it left or right? No, both are right. How does it look like? That is bid'ah to ask. Allah did inform us how it looks like. Does it have finger? Yes, Allah too. Does it have finger? Many fingers, we don't know. But we know that there are two of it, by which he holds our hearts and turn it. How does it look like? We don't know. Anything that has to do with Allah's attributes and his names is Tawqifi. It has to be referenced from Quran and authentic Sunnah. You can't see anything. Atakuluna ala Allahi ma la ta'alamu. Do you want to see about Allah what you don't know? Somebody you don't see. Someone you have not seen. So how can you envisage that this how it is? All your imagination is battle. It's wrong. It's not correct. You haven't seen. You only see about Allah what Allah have said. What Allah have said concerning his attributes, you stop there. You do not go further. There are some researches that are haram in Islam. They are not permissible. One of such researches is to look for the attributes of Allah beyond what Allah has described for us, beyond what the Messenger of Allah has described. So here he said, the Messenger of Allah was asked, In Allah Azza wa Jalla khalaqa Adam thumma masaha bi yamini fastakhrij minhu dhurriyatan. And he now brought out some offsprings. Faqala khalaqtu ha'ula'i li janna. I created these for paradise. Wa bi amali ahli li janna ya'malun. And it is the deeds of Ali, the people of paradise, they be carrying out. Thumma masaha zahrahu. Then he also passed his hand over his back, fastakhrij minhu dhurriyatan, and he brought out some another offsprings. Faqal, and he said, khalaqtu ahlal linar, I created this for hell. Wa bi amali nari ya'malun, and it is the deeds of hell, fire, people of hell fire, that they will continue to do. Faqala rajulun, somebody now said, ya Rasulallah, oh the Messenger of Allah, fafim al amal. Then why do we now do good deeds? Once it has been determined, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ answered, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِذَا خَلَقَ الْعَبْدَ لِلْجَنَّةِ إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he created a servant for paradise, he made him to walk the walk of the people of paradise. Hatta yamuta ala amali min amali ahli jannah, and he's going to die upon an action from the actions or deed from the deeds of the people of paradise. Fayudkhilahu bihi ahli jannah, and he's going to make him enter paradise because of that deed. Wa idha khalaqa al-'abd lin-nari, whenever he created the servant for hell, istamalahu bi amali ahli nar, he made him to do the work of people of hell. Hatta yamuta, until he died, ala amali min amali ahli nar, on the deed among the deeds of people of hell. Fayudkhilahu bihi nar, and he made him to enter hell because of it. Abu Dawud related the hadith 4703 Imam Muslim bin Yasar, Muslim bin Yasar related him from Nu'aym bin Rabi'ah, qala kuntu 'inda Umar bin Khattab. The hadith also in 4704. Allah knows best. I shall continue in the next one.